Victoria's voluntary assisted dying scheme came into effect today, allowing people with terminal illnesses to decide to end their lives. The people implementing the legislation have been very careful to ensure there are a lot of safeguards in place, but these safeguards extend to the point where they won't disclose the medicine being used to euthanise people. The drug, put together by pharmacists at the Alfred Hospital, is meant to be like Nembutal, the barbiturate that vets use to euthanise animals. So why not legalise and use Nembutal, a drug that's been tried and tested around the world? Associate Professor Betty Cha from the University of Sydney's School of Pharmacy spoke to The Wire's Rowan Neagle about what she knew about the drugs used.
To be very honest with you, Rowan, it's quite ambiguous at the moment for us, even as healthcare providers and academics and teachers. We actually don't know the details of what they're going to be using to implement the legislation. We don't know what has been or is going to be used or what is planned to be used. We know the coroner is on standby to investigate each passing of such patients is done safely. The safe implementation of a painless and respectful passing. So I think a lot is riding on their shoulders right now, because anything that could go wrong or anything that could be interpreted as wrong, I can understand their want of secrecy, but at the same time, my ethical hat tells me, you know, there should be a little bit more transparency, there should be a little bit more knowledge that is shared about what is being administered. If I was a Victorian citizen and I wanted this service and I was of healthy mind and assessed correctly, I would want to know what's in that kit. I don't know if they will get there. I don't know if things will change. But it's a good step forward for patients' rights.
Do you know anything of the reasoning behind using this unknown medicine to administer euthanasia over more conventional medications such as barbiturates that are used in other states and countries?
Well, we don't know if that is what they're using. Maybe it's in the powder form. What I do know is that Nembutal, which is the barbiturate you're referring to, has been used for many years in the Netherlands, in Belgium, in some states in the US, and wherever it is that's legalised, it's the conventional product that's used. It incurs a fairly swift and painless transition and has been trialled. So when we use any medication, or when we're legislating, or when we're allowing a medicine to be used, we go by the evidence, and there's heaps of evidence to support the use of Nembutal in this circumstance. But in Australia, we only have it legalised for vet uses, for use in animals, to put down animals. I don't know why the stubbornness, but it's yet to be approved for such use in human beings in Australia. So the Victorian kit, at the moment, we don't know what's in it. It's very difficult to establish anything at the moment. And I honestly do question the wisdom of not having Nembutal legalised in Australia side by side with this legalisation of euthanasia in Victoria. And I'm sure other states will follow as the Victorian experience stabilises and is established and becomes, you know, entrenched in practice.
Associate Professor Betty Cha from the University of Sydney's School of Pharmacy speaking to The Wire's Rowan Neagle.